This is the story of a very special woman.
This is the story of a very special woman.
Superpowers.
Just a few
in a matter of about seconds, her superpowers.
She turned herself
in a matter
into
of
a
seconds,
great mathematician.
She turned herself into
she
a great
as a regular person at
she
work.
She masqueraded as a regular person at work.
Everyone knows her as Gabriella.
Everyone knows her as Gabriella.
I still call
your
her
Your hero needs you now. And AARP needs you now. To help. And AARP guides you need to help. Complete with tips and resources to help. Complete with tips and resources slash caregiving. AARP.org/caregiving.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have a thing to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
This is a scam, and Tucker Carlson is one of the guys. He's one of the guys who said the election was stolen, Dominion voting machines are no good, on the air, but in the background, he's going, this is insane. This is a load of bull.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Matt Flynn Direct.
Brought to you
weekday
by
afternoons from 3 until 4
Council.
On the Civic Media Network.
My name is Teresa Barber. I was in the United States Navy,
if
and I served overseas
to
in
to them,
the Middle East and Africa. Early on in my career, I had a commander that taught our suicide prevention training, and the very next day, he took his own life. 90% of suicide attempts involving a gun are fatal. My way of continuing my service is to help protect my community by being a responsible gun owner and by storing firearms safely. Store all your guns securely. Help stop suicide.
Brought to you by
the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
People
ready for our little
world
adventure?
On drugs.
Yeah!
But it's time we know the facts. Fentanyl is killing people. It's a powerful opioid, often made illegally, commonly mixed with illicit drugs. It can even be pressed into counterfeit pills that resemble prescription medications.
We're here!
Just 2 milligrams, about the size of a few grains of sand, can potentially be lethal.
Than you think.
This isn't
find
an ad to scare you, but it is an ad to make you think twice.
Nature,
get the facts. Go to realdealonfentanyl.com. This message is brought to you by the
people
Ad Council.
Won't give you
this is the story of a very special woman. Just a few knew about her superpowers. In a matter of seconds, she turned herself into a great mathematician. She masqueraded as a regular person at work, but as a superhero at home. Everyone knows her as Gabriella. I still call her Mom.
Your hero needs you now, and AARP is here to help. Find the care guides you need to help, complete with tips and resources, at aarp.org/caregiving.
Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Don't let biased algorithms or degree screens or exclusive professional networks, or stereotypes. Don't let anything keep you from discovering the half of the workforce who are stars. Workers skilled through alternative routes rather than a bachelor's degree. It's time to tear the paper ceiling and see the stars beyond it. Find out how you can make stars part of your talent strategy at tearthepaperceiling.org. Brought to you by Opportunity at Work and the Ad Council.
The RPG came through the belly of the aircraft. We don't talk about the female combat wounded. These are our daughters and our sisters and our mothers. Wounded Warrior Project came into my life and taught me how to stand back up and get back in the fight. The truth is, I think we all have this strength inside of us, but until you're tested, you just don't know it's there.
See how Wounded Warrior Project empowers women veterans like Beth by visiting woundedwarriorproject.org/empowerwomenvets.
What I know about courage, I learned from my adoptive mom. She said sometimes you just gotta hold on and know we'll get through this.
Mom, we are so high up. Hold my hand.
No, you hold my hand.
Here we go.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by Adopt US Kids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
Hey, everybody. How we doing? I'm Charlie Behrens, inviting you to join me Saturdays and or Sundays at noon. It's a horse apiece, whatever you decide. We're doing the Cripes Cast, where we talk to people for and or from the Midwest, and it's more fun than a six-pack of Jolly could. Okay, the pride of Random Lake, that Jolly Good is. Anyway, it's on your Civic Media station and the Civic Media app. And do me a favor, yeah, tell your folks I says hi. Okay, real good.
Direct from the Dairy States, it's Sharp Cheddar Weekends, a three-hour block of Wisconsin-produced radio, Saturdays and Sundays from 11 a.m. till 2 p.m., featuring Raised in Wisco with Joel Clayfish and Danielle Fairman, the Cripes Cast with Charlie Behrens, and Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, Gilbert Brown. You can enjoy it by the slice or enjoy the whole darn thing. Sharp Cheddar Weekends is radio so fresh, It squeaks. Listen in on the Civic Media station or on the app.
This is the story of a very special woman. Just a few knew about her superpowers. In a matter of seconds, she turned herself into a great mathematician. She masqueraded as a regular person at work, but as a superhero at home. Everyone knows her as Gabriella. I still call her Mom.
Your hero needs you now, and AARP is here to help. Find the care guides you need to help, complete with tips and resources, at aarp.org/caregiving. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
When you're high, you feel different. You think different, you talk different, you draw different, you listen to music different, but you probably knew that. Problem is, you also drive different, and not in a good way. That's why driving high is illegal everywhere. So if you're high, just don't drive. Make a plan to get a sober ride. Because if you feel different, you drive different. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Are we starting? I don't hear any music.
Go ahead, Mike. Don, go ahead.
Okay. I can't hear anything, though.
The music's not working right now. Go ahead, start.
Uh-oh. Music's not working. So May 20th, 2023. If it's 8 o'clock on Saturday morning, it's time for This Week in Waukesha. I'm your host, Downtown Donnie Brown. I feel like I should be singing for you. Or Anastasia, you could be giving me some vocals here. I have Anastasia, our engineer, here. We're coming to you live and local from the office of former Alderman Don Paul Brown, also known as the WAUK studio here in the old NAMI building at 217 Wisconsin Avenue, right around the corner from Theodore Yellman's Park, where we are proud to honor our suffragette heritage here in the Shaw. And speaking of parks, it goes without saying that we have a brutal cold season here in Wisconsin and the North in general, but there's also no denying that there's no place in the world like summer in the Milwaukee area, watching the leaves grow on the trees, the sunshine, and the hotter temperatures never gets old. And the same can be said for Waukesha's parks, pools, and programs in forestry. And here to talk about it is Mary Berg, Recreation Services Manager. I got that right, didn't I, Mary?
You did get that
right, Tom.
Sounds
great. Welcome. And Aaron Lehner, who I'm meeting for the first time, our Interim Forestry Supervisor. Aaron, good morning.
Good morning.
How you both doing on this beautiful sunny day?
Doing well.
We're doing great. We're glad you didn't ask us to sing. So
yeah,
that was good.
That would have
been, that could have been rough.
Together. Yeah,
that could have been rough, though.
Yeah, well, hopefully we'll get that fixed because I had a nice little kind of summery selection of music. So anyway, I wanted to say, you know, last year we had Mike Talask on the show, and I didn't realize that Mike had retired as the forestry supervisor after 35 plus years, I believe, of faithful service to our city and to our trees. And but this is a busy time for you both, and you know we've got some new programs. The program guides went out already, right?
The program guides are out, and
sounds
by the
good.
Way, Don, yes. Happy Kids to Parks Day today, May 20th.
I love it, Kids to Park Day, and the mayor did a proclamation about that, right?
He did.
Mayor Riley? Okay,
he did.
So tell us about it.
Again, we're encouraging kids to get out to local parks,
okay,
and for families to get out and enjoy the outdoors. So we do have a playground passport program,
okay,
this year. It's back by popular demand. So last year we ran the program. So if you just print out the passport online, you can visit 31 different playgrounds and answer questions and win prizes. So it's self-paced. You can do it at your own leisure.
That's fantastic. Mm-hmm. So we have 31 parks in play. Is that right?
We have 50. We
50,
actually
okay.
have 50 parks.
Okay.
We have 31 playgrounds. So we're encouraging folks to get out and enjoy our playgrounds and visit all 30, challenge themselves to try to visit all 31.
Sounds great. And any new programs this year?
We do. We always have new programs.
Love it.
So
love it.
Obviously, we have a lot of new pickleball offerings. But I will say with our special events, we're offering Jazz in the Park this year at Cutler Park. That'll
nice.
Be on Wednesdays, so that's a new offering. But there's always new things in the activity guide. We have a a swim and park program, and we have new enrichment programs. So the guide is just chock full with kinds of things to do.
Sure. Any tree climbing programs?
We do have a tree climbing program. So our Treetop Explorers does a wonderful job. What a unique opportunity for families. It's not just kids. Families, the whole family can climb.
Definitely. And, you know, and that's what I love. You know, like I said, you've got a robust offering of great summer programs. But you also have, if you're really bored, if you're really running out of things to do, you can go climb a tree. Kids of any age. And Aaron, how is our forestry program going these days?
We're very busy. We've right now we're in the middle of our planting season, so we got about 400 trees that we're scheduled to plant this spring. We're probably about halfway through right now.
Sure.
We're taking a step at a time. We've got a little short staff. We got, got a couple people left. We got a couple open positions. So if anybody knows an arborist,
yes,
send them our way.
Anastasia, tell your friends. And maybe so. Johnny's on hold at the farmer's market. And Johnny, are you there?
Yeah, good morning, John. How are you? Good.
Hey, Johnny, if you're looking for some extra work here, I need to get you in touch with Aaron from forestry. They need some good arborists. So,
okay, if I'm looking for some extra work, I'll make sure that I get a hold of them.
You love being outside. So, what's going on at the farmer's market?
Yeah, I'm an outdoors guy. What a beautiful day down at the farmer's market, man. I'll tell you what, the sun is out. Got a nice little cool breeze. I'm standing right next to Chris Janet from State Farm Insurance, and he's also heads up kind of the efforts down here at the farmer's market.
Love
I'm just going to make a quick hand off the phone quick to you.
Love Chris.
And say hi to Chris, okay? There you go.
Hey, Chris, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Don. How are you doing?
Good. Chris, say hi to Mary Berg and Aaron Lehnert from Parks and Rec. Have you met them yet?
I believe I've met one of them.
Okay.
Good morning, ladies. How are you guys doing?
Good morning.
So, Aaron's a guy, though. But...
oh, okay. Yeah. Good morning, Aaron. Sorry about
that. A-A-R-O-N, right? A-A-R-O-N. Right?
That's correct.
Gotcha. So, gotcha.
Good deal.
I've got one of those names that goes both ways, too, and confuse people. And even worse with my last name being Janet really throws people off.
There you go. Love it. So, Chris, how's everything going there for you? And this is your first year overseeing things at the farmer's market. How's everything looking so far?
Yeah, right now everything's looking pretty good. Been chatting with all the vendors. Everyone seems pretty happy. We've got a nearly full capacity market.
Wow.
So right now everyone seems very happy. I had a vendor that's been here since the beginning, sold out for the first time ever last week. So,
wow. So
far so good. Things are looking really good.
That's good. So the demand is still there for great produce and fresh products and
The demand absolutely is there. And right now, obviously, it's a lot of early season produce. So once we get the rest of our produce rolling in, it'll really be good. And looking to do some fun things this season, looking at getting like some face painting in and some balloon animals, maybe a traveling petting zoo. So trying to do some other things for families and for the community to really continue making the farmer's market a destination.
Sounds good. Well, I'm going to coordinate with Mary. She may have done it already. Make sure you guys get some program guides at your information desk and at the Walk Radio table for people who haven't seen them yet. I know they get delivered to all the homes, but it's just nice for people to have one, a quick grab and go.
Absolutely.
Perfect. So, that would
terrific.
Be outstanding.
All right. Well, Chris, we'll let you get back to work if you could put Johnny on, but thanks so much for joining this morning and best of luck in your maiden voyage there at the farmer's market.
Yeah, no problem. And if anyone's got any questions related to the farmer's market, they can certainly go to our website for the Waukesha Downtown Business Association and reach out, and we'll certainly get back to them or just leave some information on Facebook.
Sounds terrific. All right. Thanks again, Chris.
All right. Have a great day.
You too. So speaking of great days, Johnny, you must be enjoying yourself, right?
Yeah, I am. Thanks,
good.
Chris. Really appreciate you checking in.
Thanks,
all right, man.
Any
okay,
news?
Okay, Don. Well, that's it for now.
Okay, good. We'll check. We'll check.
Yeah, I'm gonna check in with you.
Hey, Johnny,
we're having a problem with the music,
so we may have you stay on. We may have you call back after the break and favor us with a tune. Okay.
Oh well, hey, if I should have brought my harmonicas this morning.
There you go. Yeah, maybe stick us close to the band there in the front. That would be fun if they got a good number playing.
All right. You let me know what I can do to
come
help
up
out,
with
brother.
Some ideas. Yep. All right, we'll work with you on that. Thanks, Johnny.
Okay. Talk to you.
All right.
Yep, bye.
So Johnny Watermelon, ladies and gentlemen, our If you remember, Mike Fratello was the czar of the telestrator on NBA basketball with Marv Albert. Johnny is our czar of the farmer's market, so telling us all the great things going on there. So, but back to Aaron Lehnert, interim forestry supervisor, and Mary Berg, recreation services manager for our wonderful Parks and Rec. And I know from my own experience as alderman, they do a top-shelf job. I mean, you go to any one of our parks, there's a lot of great things going on. I know I had a question I wanted to check up on, and maybe this isn't, you know, like part of your domain of emphasis. Hillcrest Park, how are we coming with that that project there?
Well, we can tell you that the pavilion is in. We built a beautiful pavilion, so it's happening in phases. So that first phase has been completed. There's just so much history there. What a great asset. What a great park.
The old Nike missile base.
Correct.
And they're they're going to have an outdoor Cold War museum experience, right? As part of the...
We're hoping to include some interpretive signage. How exactly that'll be developed, that'll be in phase two.
Okay.
That's still in progress, but
a
great way to honor that history.
Sure.
Yeah, the pavilion is finished. We're still waiting for the amenities to come in, but the actual shelter is completed.
That sounds great. And will there be like kind of an opening night reception or anything like that, or any
after further development, for sure, we'll have an opening ceremony. As part of Waukesha Unlocked, we had some representatives that served there.
Oh, neat.
So you were actually able to hear firsthand the history of that location. So for us, incorporating that rich history is so important. So I'm sure down the line there'll be more opportunities to meet people who have served there and actually hear it firsthand.
Okay. Fantastic. I look forward to that. Yeah. So and then another phase, I know it's not part of this project, is they're going to develop that tower so people will be able to go up there safely and viewing.
Is part of the development.
That I can't wait for. Because when all that's done, I believe it's going to be a major attraction for the region. People will want to have weddings there or just go there to, you know.
Well, if people have not been there, it's a beautiful sight.
It is,
I think it's kind of a hidden gem that a lot of people don't know about.
Right. One of the tallest points in the city.
Correct.
So I didn't know about it until I was alderman.
Yeah.
To be honest. And I'd already lived here at that point for like 7 years. So, in the Banting Park neighborhood. So, and that was part of my legislative district, the original District 1. So, the OD, as we like to say in gang speak. So... Fantastic. So we have a little less than 2 minutes here before the first break. And I wanted to point it out. The city did a great post on LinkedIn. They do a lot of great posts. And this was about a picture of the original Buckner Pool, which was actually the park featured a sandy beach. And I think it was in a lake form. And now, of course, it's become a pool. And since that project, it's probably the one of the best places to be in the summer in Waukesha. There's always a line to get in.
Oh, absolutely. It's beloved. So I would encourage people to remember before Thursday, June 1st, to buy your pool pass. There is a discount prior to that date. And, I mean, Buckner is wonderful. If you go out there, I was just out there the other day, and people were playing on the ball diamond, and we had pickleball players out there. I mean, the park was really alive.
I love it. And it's a great neighborhood park, a real model for other type of urban-like parks. I love it. So, I mean, you'll see kickball games at 9 or 10 o'clock at night.
Oh, for sure.
And neighbors are out there on the front porch watching it.
I love it.
A lot of fun. So, terrific. So, when we come back from this break, we're going to hear more about the great programs from Mary Berg and Aaron Lehnert from our Parks and Rec. And I want to remind, Mary's also going to help me find some veterans for next week's show. We have an opening. Clara Jelasic, our lacrosse star from Carroll, and her coach Hodges will join us on June 10th. June 3rd, we have Kelly Kramers from Libraries to talk about their summer reading program. So, a lot to look forward to on Saturday mornings. But more from Parks and Rec when This Week in Waukesha continues. Do not go away. And the music's back on.
Feeling down, anxious, depressed? You are not alone. According to the World Health Organization, approximately 280 million people have depression, but the majority never receive treatment. At WellPoint Care Network, they can help. Their outpatient clinic staff are both qualified and caring, not to mention highly trained in partnering with you on your healing journey. Make an appointment today at wellpointcare.org. They serve all ages, infants, children, and adults. Both in-person and virtual services are available. Learn more at wellpointcare.org.
This is the story of a very special woman. Just a few knew about her superpowers. In a matter of seconds, she turned herself into a great mathematician. She masqueraded as a regular person at work, but as a superhero at home. Everyone knows her as Gabriella. I still call her Mom.
Your hero needs you now, and AARP is here to help. Find the care guides you need to help, complete with tips and resources, at aarp.org/caregiving. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bride.
The issue with Milwaukee schools, just not enough high-quality schools.
Weekdays 11 to 2.
You can talk about everything else. You can talk about the funding. You can talk about school choice and for it or against it. But there's not enough Hope Christian schools. There's not enough St. Marcus schools. There's not enough Kings. There's not enough Reagans.
And until we fix that,
Milwaukee public schools really isn't going to change.
As Goes Wisconsin with host Kristen Bride on Civic Media and the Civic Media app.
This is the story of a very special woman. Just a few knew about her superpowers. In a matter of seconds, she turned herself into a great mathematician. She masqueraded as a regular person at work, but as a superhero at home. Everyone knows her as Gabriella. I still call her Mom.
Your hero needs you now, and AARP is here to help. Find the care guides you need to help, complete with tips and resources, at aarp.org/caregiving. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Anastasia, can you guess who the artist is?
Oh, I heard it. I told you.
Unfortunately, I mean, I'm looking at the page for it.
Have you heard this one?
I have heard it before, yeah.
Nice. Who doesn't love Sly and the Family Stone? Hot fun in the summertime. And summer, and making our summer more fun are our good friends here from Waukesha Parks and Rec, representing that entire team. Mary Berg, Recreation Services Manager. Her second tour of duty here with This Week in Waukesha and Walk Radio. So glad to have you back here at the office of former Alderman Don Paul Brown. And our interim forestry supervisor, Aaron Lehnert. So we were talking about summer programs. What do we have for the youth? I know that's a big question.
Oh, there's so many things for our youth. We were just talking about the pool. We were just talking about Buckner. And certainly at the top of the list is learning to swim and continuing to develop your swimming ability. So I certainly encourage people to get out to the pool, and it's a great activity to do. But obviously we have music classes, ballet, tumbling, cheerleading, taekwondo. Nice. We have our sports, rugby, soccer, basketball, baseball, flag football, softball, t-ball, nice. Kickball. So we've got the Milwaukee Bucks camp this summer. We've got camp opportunities. So really all of the sports, enrichment programs, swimming, tennis, you name it, we have it.
Sure. And I've seen the baseball at Banting Park. When that takes place.
It's great.
And it's great to see the park all filled up. And
I love that.
One of these days, it's my ultimate goal is that every morning we've got kids out there playing baseball.
Right.
So hopefully someday we'll work on it as I get my foundation in development. So I wanted to cut in. So we mentioned the kids. We talked about Buckner Park with that new water treatment, that there's some programming for seniors too, correct?
There's a lot of programming for seniors at Buckner. So it's a fitness-focused pool. So okay. We do have a channel there, which people nice. Can walk or run in.
Okay.
And also it turns into an opportunity for you just to kind of rest and ride on a tube
sure,
later.
Sure.
Kind of more of a lazy river
love
experience.
It. Lazy River. That sounds like my
there we go. But we do have the channel, and we do use it in two different ways. We have exercise bikes out at the pool that people can jump on when they're there. We have a lap lane available. But then we have classes for people that like to have the group experience when they work out. So lots of water exercise classes. And really, it's there's no better way outside in the water.
Yeah. No doubt. So, hey, this one, I'd be remiss because talked. Today's the Kids in the Park Day.
Correct.
We have. So there's another timely announcement I didn't want to miss. Is on May 13th, the Waukesha Freeman announced that Mike Payne is stepping down as the 9th District Alderman. And Mayor Sean Riley's office is accepting applicants from the 9th Aldermanic District who are interested in serving under Waukesha Common Council. As a former alderman, I highly encourage it. In fact, it was very flattering when Mary came in. She said, are you going to run for alderman again someday? But it really is a great opportunity to serve this city, to help make an influence. And for me in particular, it was great to be able to work with Parks and Rec on so many meaningful projects. And I wasn't even on the Park and Rec board. And so it's just a great crew they have there. But please get your, I believe it's by June 1st, you have to get your application, or just a cover letter on why you want to be alderman, or alder, I should say, and your resume, and email that into Mayor Sean Riley's office. For more, you can call the mayor's office, and Rebecca can walk you through that. But I do encourage anyone that's interested in serving. It's really a great opportunity to look out for your neighbors. And one thing I enjoyed about alderman is that I'd get a call about trees, because there's always issues with trees. And it was so nice to be able to forward an email to Mike Talaska. And now it's you, Aaron. I regret we didn't get a chance to work together. But I always found forestry, like the Parks and Rec, like the rest of the city, just being extremely responsive and help and doing a great job of educating our residents on proper tree care, as well as how best to address some of those issues with the trees in their neighborhood. So,
yeah, we do our best to respond to homeowner requests as quickly as we can. Can't always get there the next day, but we definitely do our best to try to educate everybody on what we do to care for the trees. And
Does it go without saying this is your favorite time of year to be outside?
It certainly is. Yeah, this is great. That we used to say that there's the big three. There's a little bit of breeze, no bugs, and the sun is shining. So this is about as good as it gets.
That's fantastic. And what are some of the big projects you have working out for it? Because I know, like I said, being understaffed, and I know we had when Mike was serving, we had that one. Wasn't Dutch Elms, but it was another. Like it was an ash.
We're still dealing with emerald ash borer. It's actually, I like to think of it as a long term. Or a slow-moving natural disaster is really what it is. And we're managing that by, we've done a lot of removals, so we've removed some of the worst trees first, and we're continuing to treat some of the better ash trees. We will continue to treat them as long as we can. We'll slowly phase those trees out and replace them with different species. But right now we've got still over 3,000 trees that we're treating, and so we got another big project we have is right around the corner here is West Broadway. We're going to be reforesting the street there because we lost a lot of trees with that road construction. So that's going to look real different at the end of summer. So
I hear you.
Yeah, we kind of get to put the cherry on the top of that project.
Love it.
Because we're one of the last parts of that project.
So at least I love your, we have less than a minute for the next break, but it seems like with some of these calamities or these, like I said, with construction, you actually look forward to these projects because you see opportunities for innovation or doing some fun
absolutely.
Things.
Absolutely. Yep. We get to try something new.
Sounds great.
Yeah, it's fun.
So when we come back from the break, Mary's going to tell us about the new Jazz in the Park series at Cutler Park, which takes place on Wednesdays. So stick around for that. And then June 17th, Dan Dukniak of the Water Utility will be my guest to talk about this little project we're doing with Lake Michigan Water. That's a real watershed, pun intended, for our city. So, but much more to talk about on Parks and Rec when This Week in Waukesha continues. Do not go away.
Southeast Wisconsin informed, engaged, and entertained. This is The Shaw, 540 AM and 101.1 FM, WAUK.
CBS News Special Report. President Biden at the G7 summit in Japan says he's looking into using the 14th Amendment to raise the debt ceiling if Congress fails to do so.
My hope and intention is when we resolve this problem, I find a rationale to take it to the courts to see whether or not the 14th Amendment is, in fact, something that would be able to stop it.
He's referring to default on the nation's debt for the first time in U.S. history. A default could have devastating consequences for the U.S. and the global economy. Also at the G7, the topic of the Russian war against Ukraine.
Together with our partner countries, we reiterated the need for a just peace that respects Ukraine's sovereignty and territorial integrity, both core principles of the UN Charter.
As for U.S.-China relations,
I think you're going to see that begin to thaw very shortly.
He's saying relations took a hit after that spy balloon incident back in February. CBS News Special Report. I'm Linda Kenyon.
News brought to you by Gingras Thompson & Wachs, your personal injury attorneys with over 35 years of experience. GTWLawyers.com. They're all in to win. Accidents can be life-changing, no matter how careful you are. But with Gingras Thompson & Wachs, you're not alone. For decades, they've been fighting for the rights of people just like you. They'll let you focus on your recovery while they handle the legal complexities. If you or a loved one has been hurt or killed due to someone else's negligence, contact them now. You may deserve compensation.
All in to win. Gingras Thompson & Wachs. GTWLawyers.com.
If you love to spend time in the kitchen, elevate your cooking game with a pantry full of premium hemp products from Mary Jane's Hemp Shop in Waukesha. Mary Jane sells flights of Himalayan sea salt, raw sugar flights, local raw honey, and just in time for summer, a variety of salt rubs for meat and grilling. Not sure how to use the products in your own kitchen? Check out Mary Jane's YouTube channel for ideas and recipes. Elevate your cooking game at Mary Jane's Hemp Shop, 335 West Main Street, Waukesha, or online at maryjanespantry.shop.
Hey, this is Matt from Design Garden. Remember when the internet was new? Back then, you had to leave your house to start a business. Companies used to pay programmers bags of cash to get online. Now, small businesses can get online with a Facebook business page, or Squarespace, or Google My Business, or WordPress. But which tools should you use? Can you afford to go down the wrong path? Design Garden uses modern tools to build your website the right way. Find us online at design.garden. Again, that's design.garden.
This is the story of a very special woman. Just a few knew about her superpowers. In a matter of seconds, she turned herself into a great mathematician. She masqueraded as a regular person at work, but as a superhero at home. Everyone knows her as Gabriella. I still call her Mom.
Your hero needs you now, and AARP is here to help. Find the care guides you need to help, complete with tips and resources, at aarp.org/caregiving. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Hey, Dan Kelly, you went around the state saying there had been fraud and the election should be overturned. You did that. You took $120,000 in pay from the Republican Party, not in a donation, pay. The most recent payment was in December, and we don't know if you're still being paid. And you've been endorsed by some of the biggest election deniers in the state. And you're shying to me with, I don't know how I'd rule. I know how you'd rule. I know how you'd rule.
Matt Flynn Direct, weekday afternoons from 3 until 4 on the Civic Media Network. And on the Civic Media app.
You are never far away from your favorite local radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app, and we invite you to get social with us by following our network's Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook pages. Want even more? CivicMedia.us.
Picking up the pieces of my sweet shattered dream. I wonder how the old folks are tonight. Her name was Anne, and I'll be damned if I recall her face. She left me now knowing what to do. Every highway, let me slip away on you. Every highway.
This is like air singing.
That's it. Hey, we're back this week in Waukesha, and I'm sure everybody knows this song and this Gordon Lightfoot Carefree Highway. And as we all know, you know, we lost Gordon Lightfoot on May 1st at the age of 84, but quite a legacy, touched so many lives, a great North American, Canadian, born and bred, and Lightfoot's hit song, The Wreck of the Edmund Fitzgerald, told the story of the largest ship to ever sink on the Great Lakes. And that song brought so much attention and awareness to shipwrecks along the Great Lakes and open people to tell more stories. And really had a big influence on kind of defining the character of this region. And so his music will, you know, obviously live on. And Jim Brown died yesterday, too. Football legend, considered, you know, one of the greatest football players of all time. And so going back to sports here, we have Mary Berg and Aaron Lehnert from Parks and Rec. But Rec is more than sports. Again, an ode to Gordon Lightfoot. It's also about music. And Mary's telling us about a new new series in the musical program this summer, Cutler Park.
Yes. Like Don mentioned, we love music in Waukesha, and it's important to us. And we have a Jazz in the Park is a new opportunity. It's going to be on Wednesdays, so July 12th, July 19th, and July 26th. We're going to have top-notch musicians in our park, and we're going to have Mob Craft Brewery. They're going to be providing service at 6 o'clock in the park.
Nice.
With music following from 7 to 9.
Okay,
that's so fantastic. That's a great opportunity. Of course, we have our popular Tribute Tuesdays.
Yeah.
We have our Civic Band, which is so traditional to Waukesha. Love that.
Yeah.
So we encourage everybody to come out during the week for
that's
some
terrific.
Great music.
And what about Wednesday nights again? I just wonder.
Jazz in Cutler Park.
Yeah, so that's fantastic. And it's those dates that you mentioned?
Those three dates.
That's
so
terrific.
We're trying it for the first time, and we encourage everybody to get out and enjoy the great musicians.
I was a co-founder of a jazz festival in Evanston, Illinois. In our third year, we had 5,000 people in downtown Waukesha.
Wow.
It was really fun. And some of our headliners included McCoy Tyner, who was John Coltrane's pianist, and Stanley Turrentine, legendary sax player. It really was fun. Jazz is so much about history and story as it is about the music. There's so much oral like tradition and history, and it obviously had a huge influence on rock and roll. So I'm really glad that you're adding that element to the music program. And I'm also, you know, I want to have a Pogues cover band with me as Shane McGowan. So maybe we'll have to work on that.
Okay.
Even if it's just one night. So I'll have to get, Guinness or some like Irish beer to sponsor it. So Johnny's back from the farmer's market. It looks like Johnny, what's going on? Sounds like,
Hey Don, how you doing?
We're doing great here. Did you know we have Jazz in the Park now, thanks to our Parks and Rec people on Wednesday nights at Cutler?
I just heard that.
So
I'm gonna have to go over there and give it a listen. That sounds like a lot of fun.
Johnny's a jazz man from way back. So go ahead.
I'm a jazz man and a blues man. I play a really mean blues harp.
There you go.
You know? Especially after a little fun around the campfire.
Sounds good.
Hey, I wanted to make a quick introduction to the listening audience. My friend Mike Riggs from Bayview Bread. I'm telling you what, dude, I buy his bread every week down here. He makes a cranberry walnut bread that is fabulous. And I'm just going to give Mike a second to introduce himself and tell you a little bit about Bayview Bread.
Mike, here you go. Good morning. Welcome, Bayview Bread.
Hi, how you doing?
I'm doing great, Mike. How are you, more
importantly? Good, good. Feeling great.
That's good.
We're Bayview Bread. We're on Bayview Road in Oconomowoc. I've had to explain that more than
People think you're from Bayview. I was thinking Bayview of the neighborhood in Milwaukee, so okay.
Right. I just thought, hey, well, let's call it this. We live on this road. So but I like the imagery of the logo and everything.
Good branding,
I started baking bread, and we went through the whole process of going to markets and getting our name out there, and we licensed our kitchen. So we don't do retail sales on the property, but we do wholesale retail there. We do farmers markets, Waukesha.
Sure. How many years have you been with Waukesha now? Because I remember seeing you there last year, over the last few years.
I've been here in Waukesha for 2 years now.
2 years. Okay, this is year two. Okay, terrific. So, good. And how's business this morning?
It's a very good business. A lot of people out and about. Yeah.
Sounds
great. Waukesha's a great market. A lot of people are just real heavy, heavy shoppers out here. And it doesn't matter what the weather is, if it's raining or cloudy or sunny, they're here.
Sounds great. Well, we'll have to connect you with our Parks and Rec people here because they do a lot of different events and they like to have a food and hospitality component to it. And I think yours could be a great fit for some of the programs that they have.
Yeah.
So we'll make sure to connect you with Mary Berg here from Parks and Rec. So, Mike, thanks so much for joining us this morning, and have a great market today. I'm going to be stopping by there. I have a short window before my son's baseball game out in Whitefish Bay. So, I'll be sure to check you out.
Okay, great. Thank you.
Thanks so much, Mike. Johnny, on the spot.
Yeah, Don.
How we doing?
Hey, we're doing great. I just wanted to say thank you for letting me check in with you. I just love the farmer's market here. Mike's got a really cool bread stand thing. He's really, 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 really famous. He sells out just about every weekend. So
wow.
If you're interested,
that's huge.
Get the folks down here.
Yeah. And Johnny, I'll be joining you one of these Saturdays soon. I want to start getting down there and doing the show. And I know we got some technical things we need to figure out, but like a Wi-Fi password. Really high level
stuff. Yeah, we'll get
stuff,
that taken care of.
Yeah, once we do, I want to get down there on a nice, a beautiful day and be a part of that. So, Johnny, thanks so much for the updates.
Yeah.
I know our listening audience greatly appreciates it. I know Mary and Aaron can't wait to get over there and get some of the...
Okay.
Save some
Sounds
of those mushrooms
great,
for me. I'm supposed to bring mushrooms home for the wife. Okay.
You know the mushroom vendor looks great, and the flowers. I mean, there's flowers galore here, so...
Sounds All great. Right. All right, Johnny.
Sounds good.
Thanks again.
Thanks, Johnny.
Talk soon.
Yep.
All right. Hey, we're back with Mary Berg and Aaron Lehnert with Parks and Rec. And it kind of makes you hungry, all that farmer's market stuff, huh?
It does.
Sounds great. So there was another thing I wanted to bring up about the tree program, is the forestry program, is that there is a couple recreational components. We mentioned the tree climbing, but there's also like a tree walk you can do. Is that correct?
That's correct. I've actually got a little brochure here. We've got a tree walk down at Fox River Sanctuary.
Okay. Yeah, hold it up because you're on the Facebook live screen, so people can see it.
There you go.
Nice.
It's a fold-out. It's actually, I fit this right in my wallet. So it goes through the different tree species that we have, some of the different tree species we have in the sanctuary.
And there's QR codes.
Yep. It's easily, you can learn more from every tree. It's got a little bit of information. And
you can walk the entire sanctuary?
Yep. It's a pretty well-guided walk. There's a little map on the back. It'll just take you from tree to tree, and you can learn more about them.
You know, for those of you looking for different exercise options, because we're not all club people, health club people, that's a great option, I think, doing and getting some great education and great, you know, just being close to nature and our trees.
Absolutely. Yep. And Fox River Sanctuary is a really unique park. It does have quite a variety of different tree species.
Sounds great. Now, I was thinking of walks, but do we have any kind of track and field type of rec programs this summer?
Track and field. We've done some track and field within our before and after school program. So this last weekend, 175 children participated in a character run. They had worked all throughout the school year, built up their running skills, and
I love it.
Participated, and it was great.
You said it was like 900 students?
We have 900 in our program, and 175 participated in the run on Saturday. It's just so tough because of those 900.
Yeah.
A lot have baseball, soccer, whatnot on the weekends, so there's competing activities. Okay. But to have 175 children run in Frame Park last week was outstanding.
Okay.
I will mention, in addition to the tree walk, we do have the public art walk within the city.
Love it.
And we just got a new piece with Sharp Literacy Frame Park, Children Are Our Future. So I encourage people to check that out. And we do have other historic walks available on our City of Waukesha website that you can go to. And
fantastic.
Again, it's a nice way to get people out and connected with our community.
Sure. Thank you. And speaking of track and field, I want to take you to Rochester, New York for a moment, where Carroll University's Maria Falk, Kate Gudatis, Stephen Hermson, Jimmy Hinckley, and Vanessa Altenbrook have qualified for the 2023 NCAA Division III Outdoor Track and Field Championships there in Rochester, May 25th to the 27th. Falk is the lone pioneer who has not had experience in the NCAA Outdoor Championship, but the others returned to the championship after the experience last season. So we wishing them well, especially the sophomore Maria Falk from Oshkosh, Wisconsin, who qualifies in the first heat of the women's shot put event. So she was a two-time all-conference performer in the shot put and hammer and had a season-high distance of 13.54 meters in the shot, so in the indoor season. So where she also competed in the indoor championship. So the best of luck to all of them. And, you know, I want to note, you know, two of those student athletes come from Illinois, and they choose to come here to Carroll University in Waukesha. And I think that's just another great statement on what a great school we have here, what a great university partner our community has. And does Park and Rec, is there much partnerships or interaction with our friends at Carroll?
There certainly is. And Frame Park is a good example.
That's right. Home of the Pioneers.
It's fantastic. I was just down there the other day watching a game. I mean, it's a great opportunity. So certainly we partner in a lot of different ways. Yep. And certainly with their students and in terms of employment and volunteerism.
That's right.
Carroll has been so strong. I mean, they have a service day. They're always offering to help, so it's wonderful.
That's great.
So we have
and
Carroll
Helfer Field too, right?
Yeah. So Carroll, in addition to, we have 272 partners.
Wow.
That partner with our community. So I think that's
could
pretty
you name
special.
Them all right now? No, I was kidding. Hey, but speaking of Frame Park, I wanted to let everyone know. Congrats to Waukesha South baseball on Monday night. They won the first of two of the Crosstown Classic against rivals Waukesha North, 2-1. Thanks to some great pitching on both sides. But on the winning side, we had lefties Tanis Lang and Brighton Staub, whose father works for Carroll, combining for the win and save, respectively, in a great battle, winning the big bat that the two teams now fight for, or that's been reintroduced into the rivalry. But game two is this Monday night at Frame Park at 7:30. And the two teams, it's a home, in addition to Carroll's, it's North and South's home field. So they will be switching dugouts as North gets to play host. And I know that Don Radomski's Purple People Eaters will be looking for revenge this Monday night at 7:30. So be there. We should have nice weather and another great game between these two teams. So we have about a minute and a half before the next break. And I wanted to get into just really quick, because you said arts. You mentioned the art walk. What other types of art programs do we have in the summer for our kids through Parks and Rec?
So we have painting programs. We have other preschool type programs that you can do where it's just basic art and
sure.
more exploratory and that kind of thing.
Neat.
So yeah, and we're of course connecting with our good partner Sharp Literacy within our playground programs, and they brought to us, gifted the city two beautiful art pieces that are now in Frame Park. So we incorporated into our traditional programs, our traditional playground programs, as well as our wraparound care at summer school.
Oh, that's terrific. I love that. So and how about in some art for seniors too? Any opportunities for the seniors to get involved?
We do have opportunities for seniors to get involved. We have cooking class. We have anything from cooking classes to fitness classes to trips. There's a lot of opportunities. Again, just take a peek in the activity guide. And we try to really get a lot of our seniors outdoors during the summer as well, too.
Okay. So when we come back from the break, we're going to talk more in our final segment about all the great things Parks and Rec has. Don't go away.
Slip away on you.
That's the vision at Holtebeck Eye Center. At Holtebeck Eye Center, they provide the most professional and compassionate care in the industry, from your first call to follow-up after treatment. If you've been dreaming of seeing clearly again, Dr. Holtebeck can restore your vision with expert care and attention to issues like cataracts, glaucoma, and diabetes complications. You'll not only see better, but feel better too. Don't wait any longer. Improve your eyesight. Visit Holtebeck.com. That's Holtebeck.com.
Feeling down, anxious, depressed? You are not alone. According to the World Health Organization, approximately 280 million people have depression, but the majority never receive treatment. At WellPoint Care Network, they can help. Their outpatient clinic staff are both qualified and caring, not to mention highly trained in partnering with you on your healing journey. Make an appointment today at wellpointcare.org. They serve all ages, infants, children, and adults. Both in-person and virtual services are available. Learn more at wellpointcare.org.
are listening to the Empowered Caregiver Show. I'm Liza Hellenbrand, and I'm here with my co-host, Kristen Voss.
Hello.
Hello. And we want to talk just a minute about our caregiver gift box. We are going to be giving away 4 gift boxes to wonderful women that are supporting their husbands with dementia.
80% of people with Alzheimer's disease and related dementias are receiving care in their homes.
Wow. Mm-hmm. Each year, more than 16 million Americans provide unpaid care for family and friends with Alzheimer's disease and other related dementias.
So those of you out there listening who are experiencing this, please understand that we are seeing you, hearing you, and understanding you, right? Approximately 2/3 of dementia caregivers are women, and about 1 in 3 caregivers are age 65. Or older.
Yeah. Can you imagine 65 and older caring for someone with dementia? And lastly, 1/4 of those people are in the sandwich generation, meaning that they are not only caring for an aging parent, but they're also caring for a child under the age of 18.
Caregivers for those Alzheimer's and other related dementias was listed as one of the most difficult caregiving roles out there as far as the impact on the caregiver goes. So if you are in that position, please reach out for support. Please nominate yourself, right?
Yeah.
Nominate a friend. Let us know about some of the different support groups you guys might be in so that we can really recognize you and shower you with some attention. This was a wonderful case manager who shared some of these women's names with us who are doing this outstanding job supporting their husbands with dementia. And so we will be sending out 4 gift boxes to them later on this week.
Can't wait. Our caregiver update. It's been a while since we just...
Yeah, talked.
Yeah.
How's it going for you?
It's going okay. So my 19-year-old son that's on the autism spectrum has an intellectual disability. He was going to the Edgewood Cutting Edge program here in Madison for students with intellectual disabilities. And he is home from... college
for the summer, for first summer break,
for the first summer break. So I had, you know, to do some adjusting. That means now again my entire day revolves around, you know, his schedule and where he needs to go and what he needs to do. And one thing that I shared and learned in the class today is when he has downtime, he either likes to just pace or just you sit and look at his phone like for hours on end, and just the guilt. You know, I think as caregivers, the amount of guilt we carry, and that, you know, I should be entertaining him, I should be interacting with him, I should be doing something with him. But the realization that you helped me come to today is, you know, hey, Liza, did you ever ask him
if he wants you to be doing all this?
Is he looking for more to do? You know, and which is true, because half the time when I'm like, hey, do you want to do this? Do you want to do that? He's like, no. Actually, not half the time, like 95% of the time.
I know.
Yeah. So that was one of my personal takeaways from this course that we were talking about that we offer for caregivers, one coming up this fall, is the emotion of guilt and how to deal with that and how to let it go, you know?
So mine is resentment. And I'm not doing a very good job letting it go right now, Liza.
It happens.
Yeah. There's just a lot going on in my personal life.
I won't hold it against you.
Thank you. Because it's not towards you, right? It's towards the people that I have to take care of.
Yeah.
Because, you know, there's these big things happening and they're taking up a lot of my day and a lot of my emotional and headspace. And it's justifiable. I'm dealing with the passing of a friend and a childhood friend. And, I still had to caregive last night. I still had to figure out how to get a bath in, how to get the medicine taken, how to, you know, not get sucked into the drama and the power struggles. And so, you know,
Trying to process and grieve.
Yeah.
And,
so I cut a few corners and took a deep breath and was like, you go in here and do you, because I need to go do me for a little bit. And I don't want to be resentful. I didn't say that to her, but I just basically said, mom's heard some sad news. And then Nicole usually wants to turn that into, oh, I should be sad. And I was like, no, you don't know the news. You don't know the people. You don't need to be sad. And mom's not going to be sad right now, but mom needs a little time and space to talk to a friend to because we've had some sad news. But what you can do is to help mom, and actually my friend was on speakerphone and said this to her too. So I actually was, you know, leaning on friends and bringing in other people, because sometimes it helps Nicole to hear it from other folks. She said, "Hey, sweetie, it's going to be really helpful for your mom if you just go into your room and play on your iPad for a little bit and give mom some time to talk with me." So I'm working on that resentment piece, because, you know, about, I think, 4 hours before that all was going down, I remember crying to you, and you gave me a hug, and I said, and all that's going through my head right now, Liza, is that I still have to caregive at the end of the day.
Yeah. Yeah. No, no.
Doesn't stop.
It doesn't stop. I mean, and I always feel a little, I don't know about in my situation. Caden does not have a ton of needs. But it allows, they're different needs. I mean, I'm always going to have to be there in some capacity, yeah. But I love that it gives me the opportunity to help support, educate, and celebrate other caregivers.
And you're doing a great job of that. And we're excited that we're going to get to do more of that with folks at a retreat that we are planning for November. It's going to be in Wisconsin Rapids. It's going to be for that first weekend in November, November 3rd through November 5th. Let everybody else know another big fun thing we're doing. Miss stand-up comedian.
Yeah. the Comedy for Caregivers, Tuesday, October 3rd at the Madison Comedy Club on State. We're finalizing some of those details, so we can't wait to get that news out there. And I'm wondering if I'm going to do some stand-up comedy.
I think you should. I don't think people know, but you've taken a class. You've actually had to do some of that stand-up. You wouldn't let me know where it was happening, so I couldn't come see you. But you did it.
I did it.
I think that's something to be proud of.
I'm still standing.
Yep. And we got feedback from one of our guests that you were the funniest out of all of us. And so you've got it in you, girl.
Somebody's got to be the class clown, right?
Exactly. So I hope that at our fundraiser, the Comedy for Caregivers on Tuesday, October 3rd, that you will stand up and be an MC and give us some of your best stuff.
Yep. I'll give it my best shot. And I want to remind everyone to listen to us live on Wednesday nights from 7 to 8. If you missed us, you can always find our shows on Spotify, Google Podcast, Apple Podcast, and of course, the empoweredcaregivercommunity.com.
And you know what, Liza? We know personally and exponentially, yeah. What is that expression when we're living through other people, that caregiving
vicariously,
good job, that caregiving can be overwhelming and exhausting. So that's why we want to end each show with a positive note.
You got this.
And together we are stronger. So stay connected to the empowered caregiver community. Night, everybody.
If you love to spend time in the kitchen, elevate your cooking game with a pantry full of premium hemp products from Mary Jane's Hemp Shop in Waukesha. Mary Jane sells flights of Himalayan sea salt, raw sugar flights, local raw honey, and just in time for summer, a variety of salt rubs for meat and grilling. Not sure how to use the products in your own kitchen? Check out Mary Jane's YouTube channel for ideas and recipes. Elevate your cooking game at Mary Jane's Hemp Shop, 335 West Main Street, Waukesha, or online at maryjanespantry.shop.
Have fun on the lake this summer. Treat yourself and find the watercraft you want at Action Boathouse Showroom just south of 59 on 164 in Waukesha. Check out the fun and versatile Sea-Doo Switch with its powerful Rotex Gen engine. Action Boathouse Showroom also has a selection of luxury fishing boats or pontoon boats from 7 top USA manufacturers. The team at Action Boathouse Showroom is excited to help you launch into the sun this season and onto the lake. Action Boathouse Showroom, just north of 59 on 164 in Waukesha.
Listening.